This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, extra deeds for suhoor and iftar. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to A to Z with me, Sister Zainab here on IB English Radio. And so I've found something in particular that some of you maybe know, many of you maybe know, and this is just some extra deeds. So maybe we can increase our rewards, maybe in sort of unexpected ways. So, for example, there's obviously we all know about Qadr night and that we're meant to recite Surah Al-Qadr that night. But it's also said, so narrations also tell us that if we recite this surah at suhoor and iftar time, we are also given particular rewards that are, in a sense, almost unexpected. At least to me, they were unexpected. And so obviously, so reciting Surah Al-Qadr at suhoor and iftar is especially recommended. So it's been narrated, and I'll just sort of try and read this word for word. Every believer who observes fast and at dawn, so suhoor, and at fast breaking, iftar, recites the Surah Al-Qadr, so the same surah that we recite on the nights of power, during the period of dawn and fast breaking, is like the martyr who is wallowing in his own blood. So, yeah, this is obviously very high, because obviously we often hear about, you know, how can we receive the reward of a martyr, because obviously the reward of the martyr, the status of the martyr is a very unique one. And obviously I'll talk a little bit about this, but yeah, this is not a huge requirement. It's not a big challenge for us to actually do this, observe this reciting. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IB English Radio, and so I'm talking about this extra, not a little thing, but an extra deeds we can do at suhoor and iftar time, which is to recite the very famous surah that we recite on the nights of power, the Surah Al-Qadr. And if we recite them at the times of suhoor and iftar, we will, according to narrations, receive the same reward. We will be treated like the martyr who is wallowing in his own blood. And I'm just going to add in a few things. Obviously, the martyrs, those people who are martyred, you know, obviously their status is so special that, you know, they don't even need the, since they have become pox, so they don't even need the ritual washing of the dead usually receive. So that is how unique and how special their status is. So in a sense, they are martyred. So they might be martyred there, you know, on the earth, in the soil, and that's it. They are ready to, you know, go to Allah basically as they are. Nothing else is required. And so obviously to think about that, you know, just through, and obviously I'm not saying that. So obviously that is one aspect of the martyrs, but obviously to receive the reward of the martyrs, and the martyrs have, you know, they have many other, let's say, qualities, and these are extra maybe, but I'll just add them. Obviously we know martyrs can even, they're not even confined to their graves. They can, yeah, they can sort of move around. They are truly alive. But just to, in a sense, receive the status with Allah of the martyr, that surely in itself would be worth considering doing this recitation at Suhoor and Iftar. So I leave this with you and also request you to also maybe go and find this narration and read it to yourself again and think more deeply upon that and think more deeply upon maybe the Surah Al-Qadr itself and also the status of all our martyrs. And it would be especially during the holy month of Ramadan to actually be doing all that anyway. And I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on iBeings Radio, and farewell for today. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.